Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for this version of Raising Your Spirits, Tony Ginnis.
And that's what happens really when we start shedding some of the things that are lower vibration, is we have to make space for the new stuff coming in. So when we look at something and it's so close, like we're literally a few inches away, you can't get a big perspective as to where you are vibrationally. And Spirit says most times when people just stand back, and you remember all those times when they say, take a breath and just stand back and look at your situation. Most times you'll see it in a different light rather than just looking at, you know, I have to work with the kids and they got the job and I got this and everything is so close and you feel, okay, I'm just going to go crazy here. I can't go any further. I'm broken. And things are coming up. Maybe so you had a few bad relationships. You had a few bad situations come up. You're expecting people that they should be growing like you grow. And it's not about that. It's about, this is your kitchen. This is your energy from one life to the next. And a lot of times, Spirit will actually send you people that aren't the greatest in your life. Why did I do that? Why did I end up loving this person? And they turned it out to be like a tyrant, or it was really bad for you. It's not what the way they treated you. Two things happened, or probably had happened by that point. The first thing is you left. That's number one, which is you realize that you love yourself so much that you're going to get out of that relationship. And number two is, are you asking the question of why am I always getting these people coming into my life? Because you are evolving. Eventually, when we get to this 200th life, let's say we go fast forward, we would say, you know, I remember the good times and I know now what I don't want. And so I will continue to love because now I know what I'm looking for. Rather than holding the grudge, holding that grudge is holding on to that 1960 kitchen and wanting to put the new stuff on top of it. And it doesn't work. Measurements don't work. It just doesn't work. I mean, it makes sense on a construction example, and we're very similar to that. So when we look at ourselves in that way, look at that you're in construction. Never look at yourself that there's something wrong, there's something broken, there's something. You're not meant to fit in anywhere, ever. And so that's the way Spirit sees you. The other analogy is if you take a 5-minute song, whatever that is, I listened to Boston. Boston is one of my favorite groups, and there's a song that's about 5 or 6 minutes, and I could literally play that on repeat as I'm riding my bike. I get a lot of memories from that. But let's say that 5 minute, I wait 2 or 3 notes, maybe 2 seconds or 3 seconds into the song, and I press pause. And then I press pause again, and then the song continues. And a few more seconds, a few more notes, I press pause again. That's how Spirit sees your death and your rebirth into another life. It's just a pause. They don't see it as a death because your soul keeps growing and keeps moving forward. Even when you are at your worst, like you're super angry, you're super, and you just feel everything's, you're still growing because where you started from, you were in a hopeless state. You know, when you feel like the whole world's against you and you just give up. I just give up. I'm in a hopeless state. Well, after 30 lives, now you're angry. Yeah, we don't want to keep you there, but that's still growth. I'd rather have a person angry than a person that's hopeless. Does that make sense? Because a person that's hopeless, there's an implosion of energy and they feel like the whole world, I'm beat, forget it. But when you're angry, you have fight in you and there's an outward exuding energy. Granted, it's not the best energy, but it's still better than where you were. Spirit still sees that as growth. And as you go through the guilt and the regret and all those other energies that you go through one at a time, eventually you'll come to what they call irritation, frustration, maybe content. You're content with stuff. And from there, you start becoming more positive. You start bringing in more love. And then from there, it just skyrockets. But for that first three quarters of the trip, it's pretty wild. And that's what Spirit sees every single evolution you go through. When you have a bad day, realizing this is a day that you're going to wiggle yourself off that shell so that you can gain another new shell because you're growing, because it's uncomfortable, because it's stressful. But it's absolutely necessary for your growth. Because when an egg is too small, then whatever's inside pecks his way out because it's too uncomfortable. Someone once said that if an egg is pecked and the damage is brought from the inside, life is created. If the egg is damaged from the outside, life ends. But most of times, you're pecking your way through something. And it isn't comfortable. And so all of the frustrations, and this is where the darkness comes in. I still would rather have a person in darkness fighting his way through than a person that's in darkness and they've just given up. Because that we can't force somebody a better life. Have you ever tried that? Somebody's in a really bad situation and you're forcing a good life on them? I'm not sure. Well, I've done that in my years. And man, the blowback that I got when they finally started doing things and things started going wrong, like they're, in other words, getting out of their shell and they're getting into that better state, I get blamed. They get mad at me. Because whether it was before their time or whatever, but in my earlier years, I tried to maybe not fix people. I didn't think about was fixing. I just wanted to help. Just wanted to help somebody. But you can't legislate help. You can't force help on somebody unless they ask. And this is the thing. When somebody realizes that, okay, I got this. I can do this. So I just need a doctor just to help me with my physical condition because I will make myself well. I need to buy myself time. These are the people that are going to be one of the healthiest because they're not looking at anyone that is going to fix them. I just need to buy time. So they'll go to a massage therapist because there's something going on with their back. They'll come to an energy worker like myself or and there's millions of others on the earth just to help with the spiritual part so that they feel like they still are part of this earth. Then you go to a doctor to do the physical stuff. You got to hit it on many levels. Mentally, you have to talk to somebody, how, you know, where you are. And it's not always about rehashing the past. It's like, how do I change the future? Because I've learned something from the past and I don't want that repeated. When a person starts talking like that, there's growth. There absolutely is growth there.
This is the end of part three. And check out our next episode called Keep Moving.
Thank you for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out to his Facebook group at Genis Shields Natural Healing Center or group tuning classes with Tony on his online virtual weekly classes. The YouTube channel is Suzanne and Tony 17. That's Suzanne and Tony, all one word and the number 17. And the website is lovehigherself.com. Until next time, namaste. Stay.